Well, it's been a busy week, I know, on Capitol Hill, but it's also been a busy week here in Jefferson City because the coronavirus discussion has been getting a lot of attention. I've covered the governor's briefings as well as Dr. Williams's briefings here in Jefferson City. Joining me in Washington is Senator Josh Hawley. He's been working on this bill as well. And, Senator, you have, appreciate your time, you have filed legislation basically aimed at securing the U.S. medical product supply chain because of this. What does the bill do?
That the bill would secure our medical supply chain for key antibiotics and medical devices that are made now, unfortunately, in China. And the truth is, we have allowed our medical supply chain to be compromised. We have shipped too much of our manufacturing of our key drugs and our key medical devices to China. It's time to reverse that. So my bill would give the FDA authority to figure out what drugs are in danger of shortfalls, to know exactly where we are in production, what components are made in China, and then would give the FDA authority to fast-track replacements, replacement medical devices, replacement drugs. And in the long run, we need to not only secure that supply chain, we've got to bring it back. We need it back here in the United States, and this bill would be a step forward.
Senator, I remember talking to you last week about this very issue, and obviously it's gotten more coverage, but one of the things you mention is that the domestic supply of approximately 150 prescription drugs are essentially threatened right now, and some of those drugs do not have alternatives on the market.
Yeah, that's right, and this just goes to show how dependent we have become over the last few decades on Chinese production, manufacturing production in the medical sector. So we're currently looking at potential shortages of 150 commonly prescribed antibiotics and antiviral drugs. These are really important as we are in the midst of the flu season, the midst of the pneumonia and bronchitis season. But here's the thing, even for coronavirus, we know that a lot of the deaths that result because of corona aren't actually from corona itself. They're from secondary infections. They're from pneumonia. They're from influenza. So having antiviral drugs and antibiotics is absolutely critical in the midst of the present public health challenge. That's why we need to secure our supply chains, and ultimately, we need to bring them back to this country.
Senator, one final question on this, and I know you're very busy, and then I'll ask another quick question, but you wrote a letter to the FDA Commissioner, Dr. Han, last week, and essentially you asked him several questions, but probably the most important thing, you ask him what actions FDA has taken to ensure that American citizens do not face shortages of life-saving drugs and medical devices. Have you heard back from him, and do you still want him to testify?
Yeah, I do want him to testify. I think it's absolutely vital that he do. I think one step that the FDA is taking and that I'm happy to support is the FDA would like new authority to use substitute medical devices in the midst of this public health crisis. So, for instance, masks. We know that so many masks are made, those surgical masks made in China. This is becoming a common refrain. But we do make other masks in the United States. FDA would like authority to use those U.S. alternatives. I think that's just common sense. That's why I've introduced legislation to do exactly that. I hope the Senate will vote on it this week, so we can get these masks shipped to healthcare providers across the country as well as to international airports. But the truth is, the FDA's got to take a long, hard look at its policies and its medical supply chains. We have got to adopt policies going forward that will bring those supply chains back to the United States.
One final question, totally unrelated, but you've been working on this a long time, and I've seen the footage from KMOV and I've seen the footage from KMBC, one in St. Louis, one in Kansas City, of the conditions of these properties. TEH, I believe Realty is the name of the company. You've got elderly people that don't have heat, that have lacked basically heat. They, you know, no sort of, basically the plumbing has been bad in some of these apartments. You've called that company a slumlord, and it sounds like you filed a bill to create essentially a database.
Absolutely, a national database of bad landlords that will protect tenants all across the state of Missouri and also across the country. Here's the basic idea. What we found is a lot of times these scumbag landlords, they treat their tenants badly, they make them live in uninhabitable conditions in one city, but they're probably doing it in other cities or other areas too. People just don't know about it. So here's what my bill would do. It would require the federal government to maintain this national database. Any landlord who gets federal funding, who's then cited for a housing violation, would go in the database. So if it's happening in St. Louis, we can know about it in Jefferson City or in Kansas City or in Springfield or in Cape Girardeau. If it's happening in Memphis, we can know about it in Missouri. This, I think, would be a very common sense but very big step forward to protecting tenants.
Senator, anything you want to add?
I don't think so.